Hallelujah. You know, today for many people sitting in the congregation, this is a very special time. Water baptism is something that the Bible instructs us to do after we become born again. Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave this. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And throughout the book of Acts, we see those that received Christ were baptized in water. Throughout church history, this has been a practice in one form or another. You know, today, water baptism is practiced in most of the Christian denominations and churches. Now, there are many theories about water baptism. Some people think that if you haven't been water baptized, you're not saved. Well, water baptism doesn't save you. Others look at it as just a spiritual tradition. And some don't really know what it means. There have been a lot of disagreements over the years on how and when it should be done. And for me, this takes the attention away from the true meaning and of water baptism. It is a spiritual experience. So let's look at the Word of God today. Water baptism is for all those who have received Christ as their Savior. You know, in Romans 3:25, NLT says, "For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when He held back and did not punish those who sinned against the past." Now, I want to just pay particular attention in verse 25 to that. Believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. Now, some other translations say it this way. By His blood, He should become the means by which people's sins are forgiven through faith. Another one says, God has made a provision for us to be forgiven by faith in the sacred blood of Jesus. Now, you know, many churches have different ideas about what they base their salvation on, but really, it's only the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that gives salvation. You know, some people think joining the church will save them. Some people think that keeping the tradition and rules that the church tells them will do it. Some people think water baptism will save you. None of these things will. Now, His blood paid the price for our redemption. His blood has given us standing with God. You know, His blood has cleansed us from our sins. Now, it's through our belief in Jesus Christ and His shed blood on Calvary that we once again have access to God. You know, we used to sing a song, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." You know, it's by faith when we believe in that shed blood and confess Him as our Lord and Savior. Our entire salvation is based on the shedding of blood. It says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You know, water baptism has no meaning if you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life and believed in Him. Now, we got to realize that having Christ as our Savior and Lord is what prepares us or qualifies us to be baptized. He said, repent and be baptized. So the qualifications for water baptism is being born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does water baptism say? It is a public testimony that we have believed and confessed the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has given us salvation. Now, 1 John 5, 7 and 8 says, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, or John said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that's Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth. Now, you're going to get this. There are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. You see, the blood brings salvation. The Spirit dwells within inside of us. Water baptism is a witness to everyone that we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You see, the blood enables us to experience salvation. The Spirit, the inner witness that we have, the Spirit is the inner witness that we have experienced salvation. Excuse me. The water publicly testifies that we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior. Now, someone said this, baptism is an outward expression of an inward faith. Baptism is an outward expression of an inward faith. Now, let's look at some verses that have symbolism about those who have received Christ and are now being baptized. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ, Jesus, in baptism, we joined him in death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new life. This verse speaks of having died to the life of sin, and when we go under the water, it symbolizes being raised to a new life in Christ Jesus. Actually, this is a public showing of what we have already experienced in our life. This shows that we are raised to a new life, a new person in Christ. This publicly declares that when you go under the water and raised up, that you are identifying yourself as a child of God. It publicly identifies you as a new creation in Christ. You are publicly saying, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That's what it's saying. Now, let's look at something else. What else does water baptism say to us? It says, I am committed to live for Christ and separate myself from my past. It says, I am committed to God, the family of God, and a new life with promises of a bright future. Now, in a Matthew Henry commentary, I like Matthew Henry commentaries, it says, and I sort of like this, by baptism, we swear allegiance to him. Well, you stop and think about it for a minute. Water baptism is really an oath of loyalty to Christ. We are declaring, or the person being baptized is declaring publicly, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I intend to live the God kind of life. You know, now water baptism doesn't save anybody, but we who have been saved and baptized realize that we step into a new life with new benefits. Galatians 3, 26 and 27 in the NLT. For you are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ and have been united with him, or with Christ, in baptism, and have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. And they said, well, what's that got to do to baptism, with baptism? You know what? Baptism in water is saying, I'm putting on a whole new wardrobe. Your old wardrobe dies. It stays in the water, and you are raised with Christ and his righteousness, which is your new wardrobe. The rags of sin and shame are left in the water, and you're publicly saying, I now have the robes of righteousness and holiness. But let's mention a few other things that come with the new wardrobe. We have a new lifestyle. You know, so many times you see people that they say that they have confessed the Lord as their Savior, but their lifestyle doesn't demonstrate it. When you have truly been born again, your lifestyle demonstrates that. And water baptism is, you are saying publicly, I have changed. I am not the same anymore. You know, water baptism really is a pivotal moment. It's where we publicly declare, I have turned my back on sin and Satan and all of the things that he represents. It's also a time of thanksgiving. You see, many people, when they come up out of the water, they'll raise their hands in praising the Lord. Actually, it's thanking God for washing away your sin. It's also, like I said a while ago, you are praising God for the promises that he has given to you through your acceptance as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, many people have testified that the minute, seemed like the minute that they come up out of the water, it just seems like something changes. Well, I didn't experience that, but I was raised in this. But many people have, I've heard many, many testimonies of, man, it just seems like something new is happening. Anybody else experience that with baptism? I see several hands. All of a sudden, I think part of it is all of a sudden we have the realization that God is present with us at all times. You know, it's a pivotal moment. It is a very powerful, significant spiritual moment in our lives when we publicly declare that I am a new person in Christ. I say no to the world and yes to all the things that God has for me. It is a bold and powerful statement that I want everybody to know I'm changed. I'm different. I'm not the same anymore. That's really a quick synopsis of what water baptism is all about. You that have signed up to be baptized today may make your way to the baptistry. There's an usher that can help you to get there. Now let me speak to the rest of you for a moment. Maybe you're recently saved and you haven't had a chance to be baptized and you haven't signed up. Well, you can still go. Maybe you've been saved for quite some time, but you've never been water baptized. Or maybe you have been baptized, but you just feel like that you need to make a recommitment and be baptized again. All of you can be baptized today. We have clothes and towels for you if you want to be baptized. And you haven't signed up, see one of the ushers and they'll help you get to the baptistry. Now I've talked about water baptism comes after you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. After hearing my message today, some of you might say, well, I've never accepted Christ. Or you might say, yes, I received him, but I have got off course and I need to come back and rededicate my life. If that's any one of you, would you please just raise your hand? We will pray with you and you can go and participate in being baptized this morning, not having to wait enough for another service. Anybody anywhere in the auditorium? Hallelujah. You know, water baptism is a, like I said, a special, special experience. You know, I've been in this all my life, and I remember as first, second, third grader, my dad, the last church my dad pastored. We didn't have no baptistry in the church. And I went out with my friend and his dad, Edwards. I can't remember their name. I just remember their last name was Edwards. And he took a shotgun and shot water moccasins so that we could have at the pond, the tank pond. We went out to a tank pond somewhere on somebody's farm, and that's where we had the baptism. I've also seen it done in a creek or a river that was deep enough. Anybody get baptized in a creek or a river or out in a stock pond somewhere on a oh yeah, our first baptism that we had here at Raymond Bible Church was across the street in the swimming pool of the student housing. Is there anybody here that was baptized in the student housing swimming pool? Oh, I see several hands that was baptized in. You know, we have the baptistry here, and the screen wasn't supposed to be that high, the first few rows has trouble seeing, but everybody else can see. So let's rejoice with these people as they receive water baptism this morning. Dan, let's sing some songs till they get ready.